of God, we worship. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus, you are the Lamb of God. We worship you, oh God. We give you praise. The book of Revelation 4:1 says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard as of solutions. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, it said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I'm going to lead us in prayer in a minute. Our Father says something. It says the enemy of the next move of God is the current move. In other words, where we are right now, whatever you have experienced, whether it's a pain, whether it's success, it stands to hinder what God wants to do next. And that is why Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians 3:13, he said, and 14, I'm going to paraphrase because of time. Forgetting the things that are behind, I press forward. You're going to start to pray. Father, that success that I need to forget, that pain that I need to forget, those experiences that I need to forget, so that I can be emptied out, to be filled, to be lifted up. You cannot come up higher with a baggage. We need to be light. Begin to pray. Begin to pray and begin to cry out to God. Those things I need to forget. We know those things. The disappointment, the betrayal, the letdown, whatever it is, the success. Yes, you have achieved so much, but there is so much more. Begin to pray. Father God, we pray this morning. Oh, empty us out, oh God. Those things that I need to forget. Those things that we need to forget to be able to move up, to be able to climb higher. Father, give us a grace to be able to, Lord God, empty us out. Do an excavation work this morning. Do an excavation work this morning. Pray, pray. This is about destiny. You are signing a contract of destiny. Nothing must hinder you. Your flesh must not hinder you. Your experiences must not hinder you. Your ambition must not hinder you. Whatever you need to forget, whoever you need to prove a point to, it is not worth it. It is about going in that plan and that purpose of the living God. Father, we pray, oh God. Leba shakaya dusata zedushke tele bosondoria reboshe kaya debosa adupanda kayuko prukata nekatalabo rapato zeketeshki neku prokotonda aduskete ne debasinda shakai da ruza doroshkere lebrosotori debo oh yala da debo kariya da basotori da ba. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer we're going to pray. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I want you to say blessed or personalize it. Blessed are me, for I hunger and I thirst after righteousness. And I'm not living here without being filled. But you know one thing. The Bible says in Psalms 107 verse 9. It said, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry with goodness. So the satisfaction that God can give and the goodness that God can give is to the measure that we long for. Is to the measure that we thirst for. I want you to begin to pray that God, give me, stir up that longing. That longing. Give me more. I want to hunger more. I want to thirst more. Because it is that God will satisfy. Begin to pray. Lebo shatayarabose. Ledo shekeyerabosa. Aduskete. Aduskata. Ropotondo. Reketedebo. Stir up your spirit. Stir up your spirit. I need more. What do you need more of? More of your wisdom. More of your presence. More of your power. More of your grace. I cannot do this by myself. Oh, I walk. Oh, I need to come up higher. I long for more. More love. More power. More of you in my life. More of you in my life. Where the light of God comes in, the darkness dissipates. Father, we have come this morning. We hunger and we thirst for more. For you said they shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. For you shall wipe away every tears from our eyes. As we come together this morning, honor this corporate anointing. Lord, we desire to thirst no more, to come into that place of fullness in you. Father, we exalt you, O God. Thank the Lord as if you have received the miracle. Thank the Lord as if you have received that word. Thank the Lord as if he has met you right at the point of your need. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we exalt you. Lord, we worship you. We give you praise and we give you all the glory. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Come on, Zion, come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Zion, lift your hands towards heaven and worship this God, this great God, in your own words. Oh, hallelujah. Rakadabaka sata. Does anybody know him to be a way maker? Isaiah 43, 19 says, behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Can you not see it? I will even make a road in the wilderness, and I will make rivers in the desert. Somebody worship this great God. We worship him not just because he's a way maker, but we worship him for who he is, because he is God. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
You never leave me. You said that you wouldn't forsake. And you walk beside me. And that is all that matters. The sun won't smite. And the moon, it will not harm me. Yeah. The storm won't sweep me. The Lord is my anchor. You never leave me. You said that you wouldn't forsake me. You walk beside me. And that is all that matters. The sun won't smite me. And the moon, it will not harm me. The storm won't sweep me. Cause the Lord is my anchor. Cause you are the covenant keeping God.